All right, gentlemen, let's have some fun with some quarterbacks.
Oh, boy.
Top 10 quarterbacks from last weekend. Not top 10 quarterbacks for all season, just for last week's game.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention guys, Gardner Minshew, Drake May, both had 282 yards throwing, and each had two touchdowns, but they had three picks and two picks, so that did not qualify you. David, no, your guy's not on here either. No Russell Wilson.
You don't score a touchdown, you don't get to be on the list.
Six field goals doesn't get you?
It does not.
Okay. Maybe your kicker.
It does not.
But this isn't a kicking one. All right. At number 10, in a loss, but he was impressive yardage-wise, Jameis Winston.
Oh, go to hell.
395 yards, two touchdowns.
Ridiculous. I'm sorry.
In a loss to New Orleans.
Yeah, I know, but here's the problem. The numbers were garbage. The game wasn't close. Dustin Hopkins is an idiot kicker who should have been released. I don't know. I'll live with it because I know you got a short list in the NFL of quarterbacks who actually play well. But I don't like that one, and I don't like Jameis. But fine. Number 9.
Joe Burrow. Another quarterback came in with a loss. 356 yards, three touchdowns. He's just hard luck Joe at this point.
No, he's basically Matthew Stafford right now. Yeah. The old Stafford here. His team's failing him. That defense is failing him. His kicker's failing him. His coach is failing him. He's playing MVP caliber football, and they might win 5 games. It's crazy.
David?
That's just fine. He played well. Just didn't win.
I'm about to say, are you just not going to opt out because there's no Russell Wilson?
No, I don't care. He'll show you tonight.
Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, show you tonight. The over-under in the game's 34.
You know what, David?
We'll score 34.
If Russ throws for 3 touchdowns or accounts for 3, I guarantee you he's got a spot.
Will there be 3 touchdowns in tonight's game?
Probably.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
What a gross game on a short week. Thanks a lot, David.
Number 8. At number 8, Mike, your boy, the Cowboy.
Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. 262, one touchdown, one interception, but 55 yards rushing, including another touchdown against Kansas City.
I would have had him higher on the list. It's a great defense, an aggressive defense, in a winner-take-all type game. I'd have him higher on the list. Admittedly, I'm not the biggest fan of his. No Kincaid, no Keon Coleman, no running game. I thought he played fabulous football outside of the one brain fart.
At where were we at?
Number 6.
Number seven.
You have him 8th?
Who? Josh Allen?
Hate Josh Allen.
No. Yeah, he was 7. No, I'm right. You're right. He's 7th.
Number 6.
He's 7th. At 6, we have Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
295 yards, 2 touchdowns, also rushed for 65 yards in a win over Cincinnati.
He's very good, but I wouldn't have him ahead of Allen. Very uneven game. Electric first half, very quiet second half, including 3 straight 3 and outs. Made a big throw to McConkey late. Very good performance. If we're quibbling, I'd have him below Allen. Opponent much
better. Agree, because his second half was just dreadful. Come on now. Almost lost the game.
Was not ideal. Was not ideal. Especially as someone who had the Chargers. I thought I was about to have the worst loss of my NFL season.
At number 5, we're going to go with... It looks like he's back. Tua. Tua, Miami Dolphins. Tua, 288 yards, 3 touchdowns against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Again, I'm going to say this. David, I just think we have a very we are running on different platforms. Yes, Tua was good. Yes, Tua should be on the list. He played a team that has quit. I got to have Josh Allen ahead of Tua as well. That's me.
Okay.
Tua should be here. But come on, play the Raiders? You could throw for 2.25 against the Raiders. Raiders quit, Rico. Hey, Max, hope you're enjoying Vegas. You should be here right now.
Okay, then you know what? We'll play a game. How far up should Josh Allen go?
Okay, because I like this game.
Because remember that. Remember what you just said.
All right.
At 4, Anthony Richardson. Win over the Jets. 272 yards, 1 touchdown. He also rushed for 32 yards and rushed for 2 touchdowns.
Against the dead team, Josh Allen higher. Now I'm Josh Allen's biggest fan. Look at this. This is personal growth. Okay, Allen should be hired.
Here's the problem. A lot of people played against dead teams.
That's fine. Okay. Josh Allen didn't.
Okay.
He put on his assless chaps, and he beat the Chiefs.
All right. I think I know where you're going. David, any comment?
Oh, I'm loving everything
at
right now.
Number three.
Because yeah, I'm in a fight with Rico. Yeah, great.
Because you're right.
Okay. Carry on.
At number three, Matthew Stafford. 295 yards, threw for four touchdowns against New England.
He played great. He played great. He had no O-line protection. I'm fine. If you want to put Stafford ahead, because his team is largely dead. And the Patriots, they're pesky. They're like a cockroach. You can't kill them. I could leave Stafford there. I'm not going to fight that one. The other ones, no, that's different. Number two,
he threw for 307 yards, four touchdowns. He also rushed for 5 yards in a win against Atlanta. I give you Bo Nix.
Hold on.
Josh Allen higher than Bo Nix?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I think we could debate the staff for one. I got to put him ahead of Nix.
Really?
That's Atlanta outside. Come on. You know they shrivel up.
That's a division leader. It's actually a real team.
Man, that's like being the best team in a YMCA league. That's what the NFC South is.
Okay.
You still that's gotta... okay. Go ahead, Debbie. You want to argue?
Yeah, I see what you're doing here, Rico. Who do you have as offensive rookie of the year? Yep, Bo Nix. That's what you're doing.
No.
You're pushing up your rankings because of it.
Oh, he's got an agenda.
How do I have an agenda? 307 yards and four touchdowns.
Josh Allen.
It was mobile Nix season.
True. With 5 yards.
It was.
Yeah. All right. Who was number one?
Okay. Your argument may fight this one. It's Jared Goff. 412 yards.
No.
Four touchdowns. He rushed for 21 yards over Jacksonville.
I'd have Allen one. I'd have Stafford two. I'd have Goff three. Herbert four. Nix five.
So the opponent, not necessarily the stats.
Opponent matters to me.
No. We're just
yeah, and here's the other thing. Not trying to be rude, and I'm not knocking you, Lions fans, but when you got Goff in the game in the fourth quarter up by 36, those numbers don't count.
A little bit of a Gott Padford.
What was that?
Goff Padford.
I used to love that nickname for him, Stat Padford. That's how I would go. And again, I don't really take issue with much outside of Jameis being on the list. I'm offended by that. I really respected Josh Allen's performance in watching that game, having no running game.
Is it because it was the Chiefs and he knocked off the Chiefs?
Yeah, and the Chiefs' defense is what matters. Their offense is But yeah, I just really respected the way Allen played.
And the slander of Bo Nix.
And not even just the Chiefs, but he's the game winner there.
On a running play. And he buried two people.
It's all together.
It was a huge play. Hey, man, he doesn't respect Josh Allen. Now I'm Josh Allen's biggest fan. How about that?
Well, no, you know what? And all I got to say is somebody else on this show has an agenda because I did not put Russell Wilson on the list.
I did not ask you to put Russell Wilson on the list.
He was salty from number 10. So there you go.
Mr. Dangerous.
All right. That's your quarterback rankings for, week 11 in the NFL, 97-1.